Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Our favorite time of the week.
High school sweethearts turned married couple with two kids.
Join us for a conversation on life, parenting, marriage, and more.
Welcome to Close Enough.
Uncomfortable.
Yes, old people make me uncomfortable.
No, you don't like the rising like drama and stuff, do you?
No.
Or love scenes.
It's not the rising drama. No.
It's like dramatic irony.
Yeah, I don't like the
That's the same dramas used in both words.
No, I don't like the old people. Like, it's all of the moms and dads. I skip to the, like, the teens.
So you just ignore one whole part of the storyline.
Yeah. I really don't know what's going on in Russia.
That's ageist.
Michael Scott would come sue me right here now.
That's ageism.
I just said that.
You said
She says ageist. Is ageism real? Like, is that like a real term or is that just the office?
No, it's just age discrimination.
You can be discriminatory for multiple reasons.
Okay.
On both age sides. Anyway. This is the long-awaited episode with Charlie Ann Thomas, 14.
Recent graduate.
Promoted.
I mean, she's no Doogie Howser. Let's just say that.
Do you feel like a high school freshman?
She's not a high school
freshman. I'm not a high school freshman. This is just the summer before high school.
Why did you shake your arms?
Because it's the...
Got a little
she's got a vibe going on.
It's the, you know,
hot
people
girl
make...
summer.
No. No.
What is this summer?
I don't know. I feel like this summer is the summer like you find your friends.
Summer of love.
No.
Oh.
She said no.
No.
You don't
find
love
your friends.
So you don't love your friends.
A dad.
No, go ahead.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Finding your friends, finding your people, finding what you enjoy.
How are you going to do that?
When I need to get my summer work done.
Well, you don't have a driver's license.
You ain't got a job.
Oh, my God. Speaking of driver's license.
No JLB. Are you about to get one?
No, I drove my dad's car today, and it was the most scariest experience I've ever had.
I feel that way every time I drive. So
she was in the. She moved the car.
All that horsepower underneath your hands.
6 inches,
Dad. I had the door open because I was scared I was gonna get trapped or something, and I had the brake, and I slammed. I didn't have the seatbelt on.
Oh
like
God.
Number one,
you were less than 10 feet away from the garage door. You would not have.
Was afraid she wouldn't hit the brake.
No,
she had to get out of the car to ask me. She goes, "How do I make that thing move?"
Yeah, but it's not like a random pullback thing. Like you had to clamp the thing, and then you have to pull. It. I didn't know it was all the way back. I thought you had to stay in the middle.
Words here. Yeah.
She didn't. She didn't know how to put it into gear, and she got out of the car.
That's called an automatic transmission. When you shift
What's
the gears,
a stick shift then?
That's a manual transmission.
You have to change the gears yourself.
Yeah.
With a clutch. And that's what I used to be able to drive.
You know, yeah. Didn't
your dad Pap's truck have a
mm-hmm. Yeah. Still couldn't drive it. One of the best stories that came out last week. Of course, Charlie's out of school. Abby's out of school now.
Woo-hoo.
We tried this podcast three times and
we're a mess.
We've had technical issues. We've had
emotional damage.
But we're going to get this done.
We'll be very transparent.
I'm fueled with some L8 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Dad's on 2 Alani seltzers.
Why you rat me out, bro?
They're healthy. 2 carbs.
No, they're not.
5% alcohol.
Yeah, she ain't wrong. It's 100 calories.
I'm just, you drinking
I mean,
a seltzer.
Let's be honest. I just ate some
Yeah, that's what's
right
been weird to me. I thought you would be all up on the seltzers. No, it's dad.
I can't. They give me heartburn.
She's a what?
Did you get me what I asked for? The shandies?
I didn't know. They had some Samuel Adams summer or something. But
they're beer drinkers.
Well, I'm not. So this week,
you guys are here drinking cheer beer.
We get up to get probably next to last day of school. We get up to do our thing. In the morning, Harlan may get up 20 minutes before he has to go to his clinic, or he may get up 6 hours before he has. Mostly he sleeps all night, but random.
The
times.
One thing I asked for, just as an example, I said, hey, on Friday, I don't have to take Charlie to school. I just want to wake up, get out of here super early so I can work in my classroom with no one there.
You should have never put that out in the universe.
I put that out in the universe, Harlan, 3:30 a.m. Hey, Mom. Hey, baby Einstein.
So to keep him...
3:30.
To keep him occupied, we may slide a little device in front of him. So the other morning...
It was warranted because it was poopy time, and he had to go poopy, and he gets the phone when he goes to poopy.
Well, while Harlan was doing said poopy time, doing little number two, Abby was perusing the bedroom, getting ready for just a normal day of school, pants on and boobies out.
My bra was
on. She had a bra on, but, I mean, my friend saw her bra.
Yeah.
So.
Thank God it wasn't that sexy bra you have.
I don't have a sexy bra. I literally have the nastiest bras.
She has the JCPenney.
Free the
bras.
Nipple.
Oh my God. So, not for you, Harlan posted first several pictures of himself to Snapchat, my Snapchat story. He has this weird obsession with coloring out his eyes when he does it.
He likes to draw on pictures. I taught him that.
So, he posted a picture of me and my bra. I'm. Partially, but my eyes were covered. My face was covered.
Seth said this episode should be called Snapchat Titties.
We're not calling it Snapchat Titties with our daughter.
Is that, would we call that?
Clickbait.
Is that clickbait?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it stayed up for a little while. I assumed
because people
like,
try to get a hold of Abby, but it, true to form, she doesn't answer.
I didn't have my phone turned up. And so I finally got a phone call and I was like, who's calling me?
Who could this be?
And all,
hey girl, your tits
all
are
Emily
out.
Said was, Abby, Harlan posted a picture on your Snapchat. I was like, bye. And I froze. I never became more incapable.
Can I tell my part of like the perspective?
I became completely incapable of figuring out Snapchat. I was frozen and paralyzed.
Dad, it was so funny.
And I'm like, Charlie, how do you delete something from Snapchat? Charlie in true form was like, I don't know. You don't let me have Snapchat.
Fair point. Fair and to the point. Fair point.
I could not get it off my story fast enough. So at least five people saw this. Two former students, one future student who is also Charlie's bestie, and two of my friends. However, I hit delete. I ask my friends, go back, do you see it? And they're like, no, it's gone. It's gone.
Not for everybody.
Somehow... Micah Stokes immediately finds it when Gary texts the group about it hours later. And she's like, oh, it's still there. And I'm like, what? So I don't know why it was still on her Snapchat story. I don't know who else got to see it because it was gone from
mine. I got
mine.
The picture and I will share it.
So she
request.
Did screenshot. I didn't even get a notification that she screenshot it.
I don't know how that works.
I don't. Well, when you screenshot something, the other person knows. So,
well,
that's why people do like,
I'm not 100% sure. So, Charlie, the lesson is you're never getting Snapchat.
I don't plan on letting Harlan take pictures of my tits.
Well, your mom didn't plan on it either.
It wasn't on my Google calendar for the day, Char.
Okay, I think she'd do better with the Foot Finder. What do you think?
Suck it, both of you.
The monkey toes.
Ooh, she
won't. Anyway, from my perspective,
jealous of my skinny feet.
Sure. I was about to say something, but I held it back. Anyway, next perspective is I'm sitting there in Kroger. We're about to leave, and she's on her phone, like, Charlie. And, like, she's about to have, like, a panic attack in the middle of Kroger. And there's, like, this lady, and she's like, you're not done checking out. And mom's like, oh, sorry. Like, she's on her phone. She's like, Charlie.
It was probably something from the clearance aisle or something. Discounted that she had.
Mom
have.
Bought me an Alani and a snack. So
I was getting stuff
and
for
flowers,
my TikTok salad.
And flowers for my teacher.
I had a little bite of chocolate. What of it? Don't look at me like that.
Oh. So.
Anyway.
Are you ready for whatever this transition period into high school is supposed to be?
The metamorphosis for you to become a butterfly.
I'm a butterfly now. I think I'm ready. I've been pretty prepared because, I mean, I have a little advantage of mom being a teacher, but...
How do you think it's an advantage?
Well, first of all, I'm not going to get lost in the school. Many of my friends are worried
they're going
to get lost.
That's a good point, yeah. That's a big school.
Like, because I have to walk across the school to leave, like, to head over to the middle school already.
So you kind of know your way.
And I know, like, where Starling School is because I remember mom did...
night school there.
Yeah. So I've been everywhere around that school. I've ran around it, like...
Have you been to the pool?
That is such a stupid... like, that is so stupid.
It's on the roof.
I mean, I should have known. It's in the basement. You don't have to drive to Winchester.
True.
What else?
Knowing my teachers is very good. Already knowing like the personalities of my teachers, it's...
You feel like you know that, or you just feel like you get that?
I know their real personalities, I feel like.
You don't know any of your teachers. You've not met any of them.
I've met one.
Okay, that's singular one.
How is it going to play out when she's in your class?
Oh, I'm so nervous. I'm like, it's going to be awkward.
She'll fail.
I'll see her in the hallway and stuff, and it's going to be awkward.
I'm super customer service friendly in the hallways, too.
Are you? Hey, girl.
Hey, rock stars.
Love that shirt.
You have not gone over that little saying from Universal. Hey, rock stars.
Good morning. Good morning. Love that shirt.
And you're not about pleasantries in the morning.
I am super happy when I'm around kids.
Someone get this on Mocha Fast. I'm about to fight this teacher. Slap a teacher month.
You would die.
I would die. She would like...
Okay. It would be your ending.
Ooh, don't get her mad.
And I couldn't do like anything. I couldn't like say like a bunch of like... I couldn't even test it with her.
Hold up. It's March, right?
Yeah.
End of the third 9 weeks. We're getting ready to take our summative over. That's like a big word. Our big summative formal essay. And it's the night before, and your friends are like $50 straight up if you can get us a copy of the test from your mom.
She's 25 to me, and I got you, girl.
Hold up.
What would I send it on?
All you gotta do is take a picture of it.
Yeah, just take a picture of it.
And no, you can't snap it to him. You can text it to him.
I feel like I'll have Instagram by then.
Shit.
DM him.
So
what you do? You try to.
You gonna do it?
Not with risky, maybe 100.
What?
Maybe $100 I would do it.
That is literal academic fraud.
Dad would probably laugh at it and like he wouldn't just be like,
I don't know that I'd laugh at something like that.
What if?
I'm not going to do it. What if I walk away from my computer? Guilty conscience is?
I do. What if I walked away from my computer? My infinite campus is up. You see your friend's grade. You could slide in a few points.
No, I don't know how to use the computer.
Wow.
Okay. We'll see.
Also,
what will your conscience do?
Like, as far as I go, I'm just a little snoop, and I, like, look through things, and then, like, I know who's in your class and stuff, and I'll, like, look at what they write and stuff.
And stuff?
That's as far as I go.
Okay.
Like, and you know I have, like, a very bad guilty conscience. We're going
to
have
to sign some. Do you want to explain your guilty conscience? Any part of it?
You can plead the fifth.
I think whenever, like, even when I'm, like... like, I'll do something with friends or something, and it's not even bad. It's just, like, we talk about... it's not... okay, this isn't, like, bad things. It's, like, gossip. My mom already knows, you know? Like, I can gossip with people, and then...
do your friends know that I'm going to know immediately when you guys gossip?
What do you mean? They don't... I've, like, told them. I was like, my mom knows everything we talk about. Okay. Like...
Everything?
Yeah.
Look, she's hiding something.
No, I'm not.
How awkward do you feel being 14 years old?
I'm socially awkward.
Because you're not, like, let's be honest, 10's a cooler age than 14, and then you're just a couple years away from 16. Like, it's a big difference there.
I feel like 14 and 15 is a really big leap. Like,
no?
I could start getting jobs at 15.
Where would you work?
Lifeguard. I don't know. That's the only one I know, 15. Maybe I'll work at, like, the rallies.
Being in rallies.
West Side of France with that.
You want to go? How you going to get to work? Your mom is going to drop you off at work.
We're going to tax her. We're going to tax her on that
Uber.
Little gas surcharge from to and fro.
I got a dollar off my gas today. Shout out to me.
Well, shout out to me.
What?
Actually, shout out to Kroger. Lulu for telling you to go over there.
No, she didn't tell me. I knew to go over there. She just She was like, "Do you know that people are stealing other people's Kroger points now?"
I don't doubt it.
There's like an app, girl. Here, put that drink down.
Last sip, I'm done.
Yeah, it's just a weird. Like, is you're really like you go from the upper echelon of your school to back to being just the bottom bitch again.
I like freshmen for that reason. They're like,
so they got nowhere to go but up.
Yep.
I feel like apparently the freshmen this year were like crazy.
What? Are y'all going to be crazy?
No.
You got plans?
Lame.
We used to be like sixth grade year, but then all of the like good kids that like were like created interesting and entertainment, they're all gone.
They die?
No. Sterling School, you know, they're suspended every other week. They just don't come to school.
Oh, the bad kids?
Yeah, they meet.
They're not Mocha, bad. Mocha that doesn't mean week, you're bad.
Fight me. Hold on.
That's not a thing. That's not a thing.
We'll say.
No, not anymore.
Discipline challenge children.
Sure.
Huh?
Discipline sure. challenge.
You are literally going to be a special ed teacher and you have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's
a mom. See, you don't have to. I'm going to change the game.
So you're just going to make up names for people?
I feel like that would work.
I feel like that would get you fired. Stop.
We'll see.
What would happen if your senior year,
yeah,
mom and dad work in your school? Oh, we could carpool together. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, fam.
I'd have a car by then.
Dad and I would sit together at lunch. Or we could just ride bikes together. Oh, yes.
Ride bikes. We get one of those, like, three-person bikes.
Like, yes. The ones, like, all the
We could go to all the sports games and cheer with in the pep club section.
Oh, my God. Dad joins Blue Crew.
Dad joins Blue Crew. I sense it. It's happening.
It's going to be fun.
Are you ready to become, like, a full, like... Indians, are you afraid to become an Indian? Are you gonna work in the school system?
Are you saying, do I feel like I will use that?
Are
as
you gonna work here?
As, I don't know, but you feel like that should be my new identity?
An Indian?
Yeah.
What's up with she's saying?
That's not what
no,
I meant.
like who I embrace now.
I almost said something and I'm really, ugh,
stop.
I'll always be a Viking.
V-I-K-I-N-G-S.
R-O-R-O-W-R-O-W-A.
Anyway.
So. We got questions.
I
got
questions. Q&A. I feel special.
Now, some of these are just off the internet.
Your dad does some research.
Yeah. We got a vacation plan later this summer.
So excited. I already bought a swimsuit.
What's your dream vacation?
Dream vacation.
I say 7 days. Where do you go? What do you do?
I want to visit Europe.
7 days is not a lot of time, but go ahead.
Not if you like don't use it. If you plan good, if you don't plan, I want to. I don't know. I just know somewhere in Europe or like I want to know what it's like to be British. Like I really do.
Just go to England, send you to London for a week.
I go to get your bronzer on, like Chavs. Oh my God! British people. I would not go to the place that has a lot of gingers.
Charlie.
What?
No.
You know I'm not being serious.
Did you ever eat your biscuits?
Biscuits?
The biscuits that Willie gave you? What?
Shit, this bitch won't try a new flavor of Sprite.
It was salty and sweet. Like, I can't describe it. Like, I thought it was going to be like a graham cracker. Mm-hmm. But think of like a Triscuit. That's what.
Okay.
There is nothing sweet about a Triscuit.
No, yeah, a Triscuit like, with a little bit of sugar.
With icing on it.
Yeah.
Or like that consistency.
Yeah.
Because Triscuits are like.
Kind of like an animal cracker.
That makes sense.
That's
like
sweet.
An animal
so
cracker.
So you didn't like them?
They're okay. It's not like I'm going to sit and
What if
them.
You were going to try a new food? Right. Yeah. Or a new kind of food. Whether let's say. Jamaican or French or Russian or whatever. What kind of?
You're talking about like a
type of
I
want to
try sushi.
Okay.
But I feel like I won't like it.
Well.
Raw fish. Oh my God.
Bless you.
Bless your sweetheart soul.
I did not. What's happening?
I feel attacked by a sneeze.
I do too. He looked like a bee was flying around his head for a minute.
My dog stepped on a bee.
What?
All right.
It's from the Johnny Depp trial. Oh, gosh. Uneducated.
Have you watched it?
Yes.
What do you know about it?
Johnny is innocent. And Amber Heard is really bad at acting.
Okay. In the courtroom or in, have you seen her in?
Courtroom, for sure. She, like, looks at the jury every single time she's trying to make a point. Like, just look, like.
She crazy.
Amber Turd. That's what they call her. Bed, he that's did. The truth.
That's all I know about it.
That's the main meme.
Do you even know why they're in court, Charlie?
Yeah. He's suing her for what's it called?
Defense?
What are you saying? Defecation.
Defecation. Because apparently.
No.
Defamation.
Anyway.
Demarcation.
And about an op-ed, like, apparently she wrote something and, like, was trying to get him, like,
canceled.
Canceled.
And she did. He lost his Disney work.
Fantastic Beasts.
Everything except
Dior.
Dior, yeah.
What's that?
It's like perfume. It's the, like, it's like Chanel and.
How do you know this shit?
Mom.
How do you know? All right. So you, since you know a lot.
Yeah. I want to get quizzed.
Me and your mom used to tell people what we've been watching. And for probably the last, I'm going to say, 3 months, we ain't watched shit.
Yeah.
So Ray Einstein.
What kind of recommendation can you give for some new stuff out there?
Well, it's not out here now, but be looking out. Netflix is making, I just watched this, a trailer about, it's that one dude that like had a bunch of wives and like he got involved with the police. It was a bunch of underage girls. I love like serial killer, like the Jeffrey Epstein, Filthy Rich. Oh my God.
What is wrong with you? Also, what the hell did you just describe?
It's like, Believe in the Father. It's like, it's cult. You guys like the cult stuff, yeah. And I think you guys would like it.
Okay.
What else?
What are you actually watching, Psycho?
Blink Empire. It's like, think of Crazy Rich Asians and like that. Filthy Rich. I don't know. Reality Love TV shows. I like those.
How much time do you, like...
See, I don't watch fully all of it. Like, I skip through a bunch of parts. Like, the cringy parts, skip.
What's so cringy?
Kissing.
Like, the awkwardness. Ooh. The secondhand embarrassment.
When they take your shirts off, try to be hitting that double time.
I hate it. Secondhand embarrassment. And then they're, like, so awkward, like, staring. And then they, like, get caught, like... Like, when they get caught in a lie in, like, movies and stuff, I have to turn it off.
Wuss.
You're so special.
Who would you say? The seltzer's getting at me. Who would you say, or how would you say me and your mom influence you? Like, how differently?
Well, I am the replica of my father. Like, we watch the same things.
DNA. Don't lie.
Oh, I thought you were singing G-O-A. No. I love Jack Harlow.
We should have said that. Then we'd have petitioned for child support from Matt Stokes.
Yeah, sure.
We sell out of court right now.
I have my mom's smartness. Like, I'm very smart. Like,
what do you mean?
Intelligence?
Not how you explain that.
I'm not common sense, but I'm a good literature.
Reader. Holy shit.
I love reading books.
Me likes books. I'm me the smartest.
All right, here's where you are not like me though. I can't remember things.
Oh, I have so good.
That's
memory.
Your dad.
That's me.
I can remember more than my dad.
Dashing
though.
Good look. No, you can't. Dashing yes, good I can. Looks. Also got that for me.
I wish I looked
your
like
exhibitionist.
Mom.
Your outgoingness. That's me.
Oh, I've lost my outgoingness. Okay, at school and stuff. Biggest extrovert, but with people I don't know, woo, it's bad.
You gotta break out of that shell, baby butterfly.
Freshman year.
What's your
goal? Are you walking through a magic door and like just get to be whoever you want.
You know, like
you
that dramatic scene where like they come out the doors and like their hair and it's like the light and their hair is flowing. Like that's how I'm gonna walk in the senior year. Senior, wait, crap. Yep. Wait until senior year to do that.
Yep.
I mean, I could just be like Jack Harlow, not peak in high school.
I hope you don't. I hope people say the best 4 years of your life. Horseshit.
College.
I wouldn't say that. I'm
in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to, it will be the worst thing ever. What? Like, if you seek your greatest days to be these next 4 years, that's really problematic.
I don't think you will.
But I think I'm friends with everybody. So
that's
like,
okay.
What's your biggest weakness?
Working too hard.
Caring too much.
I have too much emotions. I care too much about my job. And my weakness, I mean, my strong suit, I care. What is it? Like, the job interview question.
Yeah, that's.
I saw it on
but what is your
family.
Weakness?
That's what you're saying.
My weakness, I feel like I'm like everybody else. Like, I copy, like, if I see someone, I'll copy their, like their, like, attitude and, like, vibe to, like, be friends with them. And I'll go to somebody else and I'll do what they're doing. Like,
I was going to say, doing what she's asked.
Yeah.
Following through.
I think that's just with
yeah,
us.
Yeah, that's just with you guys.
Well, we're the people that matter.
Yeah.
We can fart on your pillows while you're asleep.
Or awake. Either way.
True.
Pillows can't be farted upon.
Why is that the thing that...
I don't know.
Pink eye.
So your dream vacation was in...
Europe.
What would be your dream... role on Broadway?
What I know my typecast, which is like
no, not that. I want to know what your dream role. You could be
that's
anybody.
Donna, Mamma Mia.
Donna from Mamma Mia. I don't know shit about Mamma Mia.
Same.
It's the mom.
Mamma Mia.
It's the mom.
Mamma Mia, let me. Anyway.
It's the mom, and I love all of her songs and like. You know how a bunch of moms, like, they don't really get the love story. It's like the main character is like the young girl and stuff. Like, yeah, but, she
oh, I remember this. She got like seven dads.
Three dads. One's an explorer. One's like a businessman.
We don't need to go over Mamma Mia. I'm just saying.
Really good movie.
Sounds like she was musical. A hizzle. What's your favorite holiday and memory associated with that holiday? It's okay. Just say it's my birthday, and we'll just go from there.
I love Halloween, mm-hmm. but like I don't love Halloween. I love fall.
Yes, amen.
Fall
the,
girl.
Like, smell of the like not the basic like smell. It's just the. Oh, I love.
I bet she, you're not a pumpkin
not Christian
spice,
girl.
Are you?
Fall, yeah, not Christian. I hate the pumpkin like pumpkin bread, pumpkin cookies.
You a banana bread girl.
I am a banana bread girl.
The trees are getting ready to teach us how to change.
The trees are alive.
That letting go.
That's the hills are
listen,
alive.
I'm not up to my, okay.
Sound of music.
What do you, so what's the memory you associate?
But Christmas is probably my favorite, like, holiday.
And memory associated with it.
Memory associated with it? That's a hard one. How I'm going to go with my Halloween quote because I have a really good memory associated with that.
Okay.
When I did that scavenger hunt. Aww. During quarantine. I don't know. I just really
love
that. You
just got your mom's feels.
I really love that.
I did that for you.
And I dressed as the dude from Mean Girls.
We made it help. I was with our son.
You didn't help me make
and we got Mexican after. Like, I remember my phase during quarantine. It was Grippos and, like, Mexican. That was all I ate.
It's basically all we ate.
Listen, we had all that money in quarantine.
Got a trampoline.
We got trampoline money, bitches.
I was going to say, there are people
Sam's
with
Club, trampoline. I mean, are you like poverty? Think of it. Some kids would die for a trampoline.
Just know, Charlie. Just know this.
Trampoline.
A wise person said, poverty is just a mindset.
No, I did not. That is not what I said.
Did you say that?
No.
Mom.
No. I did not.
What do you want to refer to the tape? podcast poverty listeners, episode 102. It's a mindset. It's the whole
your
name.
Dad was like, no, not what you poverty. Meant. I was like, it's like it, but you are like it's in your mind. And I didn't mean to say mindset. That's not what I meant. That like you could overcome it, just okay. like you overcome a bad dream. Damn it, Gary. It's a systemic problem.
I remember
of oppression.
Teaching at CRT.
Speaking of bad dreams, has popped up since we were talking about like the big summers. The summer before sixth grade year, I kept having dreams that the railings around McNabb were like just gone, and I would slip off in like socks.
Oh my god!
I'm not kidding, and I dreamt it every single night.
Why did you?
And you know
never
that like falling felt like you know the falling feeling.
Yeah,
that's how I would wake up.
You need to get drink some moon water and manifest something over there, sis.
Mm-hmm.
You still like your crystals?
Yes, I want more. Like we haven't been on our like crystal like. You
know? Have you been taking care of them?
I need to probably put like recharge them.
Yeah,
recharge them. All right, let's go to some questions. What's the funniest story that you know about your parents
that you know mindfully tell?
Okay, Dad, the funniest story, like I'm trying to think of stories that like I just like belly laughed at. Mom.
Well, what are you doing?
I don't know.
She's thinking.
Okay.
Any of us together?
Okay. I probably shouldn't have laughed at that, but the amount of times my dad's gone to the hospital, like, it just makes me chuckle. Like
I've been twice. I've been to the ER actually, twice.
Three times if you count the time I got dropped off at Stephanie's and oh, that's you just.
That, Charlie Ann, that was 11 years
and
ago.
And then, I remember, like, when you got, like, a colonoscopy or something, you had, like, a toilet. Or, like, do you remember
had
that?
Had a sitz bath.
And. Yeah. It was just out, like, on our table, and, like, a friend came over, and her parents were over, and they just saw it.
I had a little hydrocodone in me. It's all good.
Your dad was high. Our house was dirty. I was super pregnant. Great times.
Mm-hmm.
Mom.
I love when people come to my house when
this
dirty.
Is not the funniest, but this is just stuff I can remember that kind of made me laugh. When mom accidentally dyed her hair red.
Did I accidentally?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember how like disappointed I was when she came home and like chopped all of her hair off. I was like so mad.
Whoa.
I hated that look. It's still your worst look.
Welcome to Confessions episode.
Shit, Char.
I had to say it and I've said it before.
I've been holding that shit in for like 6 years.
It was the worst look. I hated that haircut.
And she was like 10, no less than that.
Oh, and then we did like a mom and daughter photo shoot, and like I had to hold up a chalk sign, and I was like, "This is my mom."
That's what you said to put on the sign.
I don't know. Yeah.
I had my hair cut like that.
And it was ugly.
Shit.
Wow.
It was.
Hey, we can talk about this. Y'all talk about this in therapy.
She just flipped me off. Let the cameras prove she flipped me off.
All right, let's.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Go with who's the coolest parent?
So they've asked me this question both times before the podcast, and I'm gonna have to say fourth time's a charm, Dad. He's
irresponsible. He's not cool. That's different.
He's relatable.
Whoa.
Relatable because he has the mindset of a.
I feel attacked right now?
Did you ride Velocicoaster with me?
Nope. I rode the effing Harry Potter thing on Dramamine for you, bitch.
You didn't experience
What's one thing about your parents that you wish you knew?
That
you wish you knew about us?
I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller.
after mom exhibits why she would never get into singing, let's talk about how I wish I knew what my parents were like my age. Like, I know what they were like. Oh, that's a good
question.
But, like, I want to know.
We got some people that could probably talk. We'd have to screen them first.
Yeah. 14, summer before freshman year. It was mild. I went to basketball every day and volleyball.
Yeah, but not, that's it. Knowing what we did and how we were.
Yeah, like outside of just going to school and stuff. Yeah. Like,
I really had no life.
Shit, I wish I knew too.
I remember, isn't there a question about like what's something you know about your parents?
No.
Because there's a funny one I know about dad.
I think we should explore that.
Go ahead.
We were at Nana's, and I was like, was dad a good kid? And she was like, yeah. And you were like 18 years old, and your friends went out like camping or something.
That's right.
And they accidentally got, what's it called?
They got charged with littering.
Yeah, and they had to like do like
community service.
Community service, and dad got out, and you're like, and they're like,
well, why no, can't I didn't you? Get out of it. I didn't go.
Yeah.
Why didn't you go?
Because, and he like, they're like, can you come? And he's like, my mom said no. And like, hanged up the phone.
Yeah, true story. See,
listen, Connie has him on a grip.
Good friend of the podcast, Shayna Garrett.
Love Shayna.
High school graduate. Actually,
I wish I got. Is there like a live stream or video of it? I want to see. Right before I was walking out from the two buildings, I was walking and
at graduation.
Day. Yeah, and Shayna and Maddie go, good luck, go graduate, and that made me really happy.
Aww. She wants to know, what are you looking forward to most in high school?
Like the big deals, like
the milestones.
Yeah. Getting a driver's license, going to homecoming, going to prom.
All like, that shit right there just sounds expensive.
Word. I mean,
I could make you a prom dress.
We're going to need y'all to share this podcast about 100 times a week.
We're going to start a GoFundMe just to get Charlie through school.
I don't care if I get like a beat up car.
What makes you think you're getting a car?
So, as we're in line one morning.
No, for because me to drive, no. You're the backstory.
No. Okay. Let him speak.
You correct me.
Yeah.
But so, and I said, you know, in a couple of years, you'll be able to drive. I said, this question, what kind of car would you want? And as we're going past, there's a Tahoe. And she said, I don't want a Tahoe.
Oh, shit, girl.
Let me tell you why.
Good, because you ain't getting a Tahoe.
Yeah, I didn't expect one. Because me and Dad were talking, the conversation before, we were talking about the expensive cars. Like, Dad was like, that's a sexy Cadillac or something. It was like something really, a Tahoe. It was a sexy Tahoe. I was like, I'm not getting a Tahoe. And I was being sarcastic. Like, I wasn't even being serious thinking I would get one.
What do you want? And why is it a sexy red Impala?
Land Rover.
I mean, like, just really small.
The chances of her getting one of these two Impalas we got right now is about 97%.
I would want Dad's.
100%.
Not the red one. I hate the red one. I hate Mom's car.
You going to pull up
that school. Color is disgusting.
What it's is so wrong like with you?
A gray or white or black car is, like, just fine with me. Just a simple color. Not red.
I wish.
Colors I come up
with a mocha. I wish.
Get, like, laced in, like, moco gear. Like, that's so.
I drove a maroon brown Jeep.
Cherokee.
I want a Jeep.
Talk maroon brown with gold effing rims.
With gold spinners.
Do you think I looked at Pappy Chuck and said, I don't like this color? It's so gross. It looked like poop.
Mom, your car's janky. And it has a Moorhead State sticker on the back. And
that is an old school vintage Moorhead State sticker.
Vintage.
Yellow and blue. First of all. Yellow, blue, and gray with red. With red.
What are you talking about?
I want Dad's car.
Okay.
It's simple. I mean, we can stop there.
You don't have to just keep, you know, just digging in and just
simple, sweet, and has an ox.
To your mother.
I will be driving that red car to school next year. You be driving the big yellow school bus.
Oh yeah.
Bye.
Bye bye.
Me and my disgusting janky car are going to school without you.
Me and me and friend. We were at Half Price Books, and I made a video, and I was like, I'm in this janky car right now.
Jesus. Okay.
Anyway.
Thanks for that question, Shayna.
Thank you, Shayna. Love you.
Apparently, it revealed my car's janky.
Listen, with the twists and turns.
And it's leather seats. Of a 14-year-old.
What, that's luxury. What do you want?
It's stainable with Mom's coffee.
It wipes off.
Nelly. How is your life impacted knowing that when you get to school next year, your mom knows all your teachers? And also, that your mom is a pretty big deal in that school.
I'm not a big deal in that
Is she school. A big deal?
She's a big wig.
I'm not a big wig.
She's a B tier.
I did when I was looking at, like, I was trying to look at promotion pictures or something, and it was, like, Montgomery County Schools, and it was, like, Teacher Appreciation Week. Is like, who's your favorite teacher? I saw your name, like, a bunch of times.
Mm-hmm.
The teacher.
Listen, you've been places where you can, like, we went to Cattleman's today. Walked in, they're like, oh, hey, Mrs. Thomas. Everybody knows.
Yep.
Our server was a mother to a student.
I'm just old, and I've been around here for a long time.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Amen. You're walking. We were. I was with you somewhere, and they're like, "Hey, Miss Thomas." I'm like, "Can I please get out of here?"
Whatever.
Right. But it doesn't affect me that much. Like, I've been used to it. Like, I had a teacher this year who was one of Mom's friends. So,
does it bother you that I may have shared Charlie's stories at work during lunchtime and stuff?
Ooh,
so
they gonna know.
Like the time,
just like you tell your mom everything, your mom tells her friends everything.
The time that you were thinking about converting to Judaism.
That's just so she could eat Chinese on Christmas.
She was just like,
no, I wasn't saying I'm gonna convert to Judaism. I said it'd be interesting.
Oh,
I wanted a bat mitzvah.
Because you wanted a bat mitzvah.
I wanted a bat mitzvah. Or I, never mind, I'm not gonna say that.
Please don't. I know exactly what you're fixing to say, and do not say it at all.
Whoa, we got a baby seal up in this podcast tonight.
Remember Rob the Moose?
Yeah.
He's tall. I love that.
Well, there we go. Do you miss the Settlement Academy? And I threw in this. How would you change remote learning? Like, if you had to do it all over again, knowing what you know now, having to go through it, if you could have done something different, what would you have done?
Settlement Academy is actually traumatic. Like, it makes me, like, that was the reason I was a weirdo in seventh grade. I was a weirdo.
Are you sure that?
Go are ahead. You sure? I want to just speak some knowledge. Most seventh graders are complete weirdos.
That's true. Was like, I don't even know. I don't even want to talk.
Okay, so how do you?
How do I wish I did it different? I wish I didn't do settlement. I wish I just stayed home.
No. You actually got to do the learning.
I wish I'd gone hybrid the first time, but me and Mom and Dad already had a conversation about how it wasn't really safe when they first went back hybrid. So
we were just afraid. We didn't know what the rules were going to be.
That was
monkeypox. We were afraid that you were going to get quarantined all the time.
Yeah. And to be honest, we didn't want to stay home with you. I'm sorry. Next question. What do you think about your uncle Dustin?
Cool dude.
And what about your Aunt Amy?
Uncle Dustin, cool. I have a bunch of his posters in my room currently. Aunt Amy. I feel like I remember when at Nana's old house, we all wore skirts, like tutus, and we'd play on the me Taylor play like that on the rug. Oh, that rug.
Moving along. What do you like to do in your free time?
Watch scary videos, read books.
Not clean your room.
Not clean my room. Look at clothes.
Piling up in your corner.
Yeah,
you just apparently put all of those clothes on.
Update my Goodreads. Stalk people on Goodreads.
What do you learn about someone off of Goodreads?
What they read?
Yeah. Duh. You can tell a lot.
Self-explanatory.
I have my teachers on Goodreads.
What can you tell about them?
Any of them be reading them Red Harlequin novels?
She has no idea what you're talking about.
One's got Fabio on there and they talk dirty in them.
She has no idea. Who's Fabio, Charlie?
Isn't that the dude from what's it called? Zootopia, that mob leader.
What?
Hold on. I really need to show you this.
Talking about?
Could be.
Hold on.
Who's to say?
All right.
Zootopia.
Okay, I'm going to just go ahead and tell you that that's wrong. That's not what it is. What else do you look at?
Mr. Big. Oh, dang it. That's not. That can that be Fabio?
No.
No, that's not. That's literally the opposite of Fabio.
It's like supposed to be.
All right. So what can you tell about somebody who, what's a red flag? If you see somebody reading this book, it's a, she just looked up a picture of Fabio. Her face is great.
Don't right. be lusting over there. Right.
Wait, looking at Fabio. Look at me. So what is a red flag? You're like, oh, this person's cool. And then you see this book and it's like, run.
I used to read these type of books, so I really can't put blame when their only books is like old 2013 Tumblr, like Divergent, Hunger Games, Fault in Our life. Stars. Like, no, but if they're reading it recently, like it's in their recently read.
This sounds really judgy.
She is. That's I'm
another,
so judgy.
That's
person.
Another trait she gets from you.
She,
I am very
it's
judgy.
Not me. It is so.
I'm not a judgy person.
Also on Goodreads, okay. I find really good books from like my teachers. Like I'm like, okay.
Hey, do you know if you want to actually get audiobooks, you can go to audibletrial.com/closeenough. Get one free audiobook on us. Help us put Charlie through school. Everybody go get you. You get a free book. Cancel when it's over book. With. Yeah. Set your alarm. Cancel
Charlie's
it.
Going to tell you to get this book. What book are you going to tell everybody to get?
I want on you your hot list to right go. Now. I've already read it, but go read Daisy Jones and the Six.
Daisy
that book
Duke.
Was so good.
Daisy
that
Jones
and
Seven
Six. Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. Taylor Jenkins Reid, the author of both those books. Talented, amazing. Go read it. And that's for our book talk people. But if you're like a classics, go read The Bell Jar by Sylvia Plath. Literally the most amazing book I've ever read. Actually got me into like wanting to read more classics and stuff. So
is she classic? Would you say that?
Sylvia Plath?
She's done the last 30 years.
Hang on.
Oh,
hang on.
Yeah.
How long do you think 30 years ago is?
Like, so
where
you got me on that one. You got Jolly. I don't even want to go to that depression. You got me on that one.
No, Plath is.
She
Plath
killed
is
herself after writing The Bell Jar. It's so depressing. It reminds me of like. What's another
that's
book?
Something
I read a sample
appreciate.
Of Girl Interrupted on Amazon. I didn't read the actual book, but that's depressing. But that's what kind of reminds me of like that mental asylum kind of, you know. It's very sad, but it's very good.
You could read the classic One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yep.
I've got that
isn't
one.
That,
that's
I thought
a wild.
That,
it's mental asylum. It's an insane. It's not, I wouldn't say mental
I read Pride and Prejudice. That's a good book.
You didn't read it.
I read it.
Anyway, wow. audibletrial.com/closeenough. To get Charlie through college fun. Also, if you happen to care, Abby and I will be in Louisville on June 16th, which is my sister's birthday, for the Louisville, the first annual, the inaugural Louisville Podcast Summit.
Inaugural.
It means the first, Charlie.
Wow.
I don't think, does it mean first?
Inaugural, yes.
Then why do you have an inauguration?
It's their first term.
Oh. Wait.
Wow.
No.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you call it when it's not their first term? It's their second term.
I guess you can still call it inauguration, but
so
look up what
not.
Inaugural means, smart ass.
Let's look it up.
Charlie, you're probably over there still.
I'm looking at people's
It's just
books.
marking the beginning of an institution, activity, or period of office. It doesn't mean the first.
Marking the beginning means it's the first.
An inaugural speech is, no.
Okay, anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, when you're inaugurated.
Was that what you were going to say? Just when you get inaugurated.
Thanks. Thanks no for that definition.
All right, this is a good one from Jason Ellis.
Oh, shoot.
Two things that you appreciate about each one of us and two things that you can't stand about us. Dun,
I've
dun,
been
dun.
Pretty brutal. Flayed on my hair. Okay. So shut it. So that's your one. You get one for that one.
Let me no more. Interruptions because every single time we've done this, y'all have like interrupt me. Let me just say my truth.
Okay, no. Brene, go for it.
Two things I appreciate about mom. She keeps us alive. One, two. She's organized. Dad. Two things I appreciate. One, he's up with like I can talk to him about like. Just
I'm
like pop culture.
Children.
Two, he's funny. Two things.
Oh, you just really offended your mother.
Two things I dislike about my dad. His funniness gets taken to a whole new level and just becomes inappropriate and I want to die.
I think and rip out my anybody ears. That knows me.
You interrupted me.
Oh.
Two, I hate when he interrupts me. Two things I don't appreciate about my mom. Her toes.
Okay, you've already said my hair. So toes and hair, would you leave me the hell alone?
You're getting
number two. Awful. She's a little. She turned up her music all the way today, and I was just so done.
Turned up her music.
She turned up.
Because my tunes are great.
That's true.
I have a
she
great.
She started playing Beastie Boys.
Oh my God. You better respect your elders.
Intergalactic. She didn't like it.
I listened to what's that one? We listened to Cypress Hill together.
How's that go?
What's it? Insane in the membrane. Insane in the brain.
Yeah.
Insane in the... And it's like the piggy, like, a blow the house down. So.
Cops, come and try to snatch my crops.
Oh, my God.
I guess she always tries to jump in. I try to finish the lyrics,
but then I forgot. And then it's like they trying to blow my house down.
I heard Miranda Lambert today when we went to...
I love Miranda Lambert. I said
Reno.
You can find Gary and Charlie podcast where Charlie...
I cut my bangs.
Attempts to
sing
some
scissors.
Charlie once actually cut her bangs with scissors.
She did, but she tries to come up with some original songs, and they're just copies of people. But so, what is it? Do you listen to podcasts?
Yes, I can't remember the name of the one I was trying to say the other day, but there's one by
Impulsive.
Impulse? Isn't that the Jake Paul one?
That's Logan Paul. Yeah, it's the number one podcast in the world.
Yeah. Is it really?
Yep.
What do they talk about?
Everybody.
Let me make sure I get this right. On My Mind with Ava Jules. I really like her YouTube video. She lives in Hawaii and she's really cool.
What's her content?
It's like teen girl. And like there's like teen girl. There's like one called like teen girl.
Teen girl swirl.
Do they talk about the puberties?
They talk about
and how to kiss a boy.
Did you think they got the American Girl doll how to become a young
the girly girl?
Girl
podcast where it's like brings up stuff like
Charlie, let's talk about
how to become a better friend, getting your life together, how to be confident.
I've been trying.
Did you not learn any of that from your American Girl doll book that we bought you?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
So you're becoming
the
a young
nostalgia.
Woman.
Of like, I remember this page, like how your boobs grown and like showed you what your boobs supposed to look like. And I was like, mine don't look like this. And I thought it was like, I had like a full mental breakdown. It was really bad. I was like, Mom.
Oh, Lord.
And then what's the last one? It's Emma Chamberlain, but I didn't know the actual name. Like
Emma Chamberlain was just on.
Anything Goes with Emma Chamberlain.
On what?
Call Her Daddy.
Oh.
There's one called
well, I guess
Coachella, A Series of Unfortunate Events, Body Image and Self-Acceptance, Standing Up for Yourself, Integrity.
Wait.
Integrity.
Integrity, baby.
Good Habits, Friendships, Fashion Advice, and Getting Back on Track.
Getting Back on Track.
I listened to that as I did the dishes once.
One time.
One
time.
Listen.
Is your life changed forever?
You get a
forever?
Text yesterday that says... Hey, guys, sorry. I couldn't fit everything in the dishwasher. It's full.
It was.
And when we opened it today.
It was.
Turns out.
It wasn't.
Was not full.
The top was full.
I can't play Tetris good. Well, so if I can't play
Tetris. It doesn't
Tetris,
hurt to try, Mother.
I did try.
He's right. You did not.
I tried my
effort. That's what we're trying to get out of Charlie. If you have encouraging words for a 14-year-old going on 35.
I'm 35.
Please
now.
Send them to our. You can send us a message on Facebook at Close Enough Pod or on TikTok, Close Enough Pod, or on Instagram, Close Enough Pod. Charlie's examining her belly button as
no,
if
I'm
she
not. I
looking
I had,
for
like,
the.
That's not what I'm doing. It's like it hurts.
Do you want to get your belly button pairs?
No, ew. Oh my God. That has to hurt like really bad.
Shit.
I had a gymnastics coach once that had like a tongue piercing.
Ooh, you know what that means.
Slut. I don't know. I feel like that's something Dad would say.
Hey.
That's definitely something Dad would say.
I don't know.
I'm not shaming women. You do you. It's your body. I don't. Also, I was examining my belly button because my belly button hurts. Like, what if I'm going back to the umbilical cord? Like, I'm reconnecting.
Shoot me. There was a time when you would have crawled back into my skin if you could.
Oh, that's true.
I used to waller you. Now you have long toes and they pierce at me.
I don't know. You still have to get your mama time. Closing the podcast TikTok out with time. Some odd news.
Oh?
Ready?
Do we need to have a theme song?
Odd news.
You're going to play something stupid. Quit.
Ha ha. Uh-oh.
Odd news with Close Enough.
All right, weirdo.
Let's see. I'm nervous.
A fugitive lamb was captured in South Carolina tennis court.
A fugitive lamb?
That's what it says. 1,369 people donned vampire costumes for the Guinness World Record over in England. Would you ever be a part of something like a flash mob?
Would you do cosplay?
I'm so glad you asked me this because I hate... I'm sorry if you are okay with being a furry. You're like, no, that's not okay with me.
That's not at all.
That's not cosplay. Yes, it is. Cosplay disgusts me. It's what?
Charlie, you might.
I don't care if I offend someone. It disgusts me. It's because of the personal experience. If you're a cool cosplayer, cool. But the personal experiences I've had, it's been traumatizing.
Wow.
They hate me. One of them is in my class and they hate me.
Probably because you say I don't like you.
I don't express. This is the first time I've expressed it publicly. I was opening the door. They went, can you hurry up? And I'm like, are you practicing your mean girl cosplay on me right now? Like, I don't know what to do, Mom. I really don't know what to
do. Just be like, I'm going as fast as I can.
Do you want me to pretend I'm an anime character for you?
Stop.
Ugh. Gets on my nerves.
All right. Michigan woman with the in it to win it attitude wins $100,000 from the lottery.
She manifested, charged up her crystals. They're passing around the phone right now. What's going on?
Geek Pride Day was started by a Spanish blogger. That was for May 25th.
Geek. What are you on?
Freaks and geeks.
You have the worst news ever.
Oh my God.
British man raps for over 39 hours to break the Guinness Book of World Record. If you could break any record, world record, what would it be?
Being able to watch so many hours of something.
What's that? What does that get you in life?
It doesn't, because I fall asleep halfway through.
That's not true.
I do.
You're the best sneaker on the planet. You'd be over acting like you. But I know what you're doing.
Going to sleep.
Doubt it. Mommy. I doubt it.
Charlie, what do you think? Do you know about
you
what
want to get happened? Sushi after this?
No.
Do you know what happened in Texas at the elementary school?
Yeah.
Did you guys talk about it at school the next day?
No.
No, he talked about it.
No, nobody.
What was the topic of that day?
What was that? When was that?
Wednesday? Tuesday or Wednesday?
It was Tuesday because I had my panic attack Wednesday morning.
Nope, we didn't talk about it.
What's your thoughts? You've been doing active shooter drill since you were in kindergarten.
They've just turned active shooter drills, nobody takes it seriously anymore. Because it's, even though it's a serious topic, it's just people, you're all quiet, and then there's that one kid that'll make, a loud noise. It's just,
what do you
it
think
just turns into
that?
Jokes.
Trying to get a little attention?
It's just awkward. You're in such an awkward situation. It's, such a weird situation because, we're young and, this, and we know it could possibly happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember at the beginning of the year, we got, a couple of threats.
Yeah.
And, I remember in sixth grade, half of our attendance went down because there was a threat to Moco schools. And I remember, what was that one year where we had a bunch of bomb threats? I remember you.
We just had one. We had one bomb threat.
Does that still work? Obviously it still works, but, I remember being in high school and having bomb threats.
Yeah, y'all talked about that, about how they would call it in from the, front office.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so easy to trace shit now. You'd have to be pretty, I mean, if you're saying, does it work? Yeah. If you, what do you mean works?
And there's so
when
many,
when you call and say there's a bomb here, it works in that it gets the school to react. There is a process for that.
I want to say, now there's stuff on social media where it's they bully quiet people, or the stereotypical school shooter.
Mm-hmm.
is there a stereotypical one? Just like an outcast?
Yeah.
The emo person?
Yeah. There's a bunch of people in my class.
Do you reach out to those kids?
I mean,
because I'll be honest, I don't know that I would have.
No. I mean, I'm pretty
outgoing to talk to everybody, but I never would like seek that out.
If they don't talk to me, then I won't talk to them.
I think as like one of my biggest regrets is not being more friendly to more people.
Oh, I'm friendly to everybody. Oh, if I see a random person in the hallway, hey, buddy.
But that kind of comes off as like, when you do that hey buddy stuff, it kind of sounds like you're poking fun.
No, I like shake people's hands. When I was running for president, I was shaking people's hands.
But you wanted something out of it.
Came with Charlie. Yeah, that's true. Quid pro quo. Like,
well, I'm sorry if I'm not going to be nice to everybody. You don't have to be nice to everybody.
And that's politics.
And it is. Get what you got out, people. That's how the world works.
You just said you're nice.
Capitalism.
Survive in advance.
I am nice to everybody. Like, and I'm not you being sarcastic sometimes.
But I'm
like,
just saying my biggest regret.
I'm actually the nicest to everybody.
When I look back on high school and just thinking, and then not talking to certain people because I didn't think like I was worthy to talk to those people.
Oh, girl, I'll talk to everybody. I'll talk to all the like kids that are claimed popular.
So having.
Talk to them.
Not.
Mean girls.
Did you hear that?
Quit. Not being confident and secure enough in who I was just to talk to every single person. I hope.
I'm not like that.
Like, I hope looking back, I wasn't an asshole to anybody or I didn't leave anybody out or I was.
Actually, you were an a-hole to me all 14 years of my life. I'm just kidding.
It's called parenting. And no. if we want to be
Charlie's friend?
No. I never asked you to be my friend. Well,
I never asked. Never asked for you to feed me.
I didn't know we had to be friends for you to feed me.
I would rather be known as your asshole mom than your, like, cool mom. Because I'm not here about that.
It's a crunchy mom action.
Susan. Yeah, you are a freaking crunchy mom. Also, you know I got YouTube shorts crunchy mom. Like, it hurt me. It hurt me.
That's what you get.
Yeah.
I hope you learn how to
wear natural preservatives.
If you want.
Do they know the PDA?
If you so happen to care. Bag? Share this episode.
Please.
Tell somebody how awesome we are and what amazing parents we are because we let our 14-year-old on the podcast.
I hope this is the most streamed episode.
She will probably never return. this is her only birthday present next year. We'll see.
Once a year is like all we can handle you.
Yeah.
You can start your own podcast.
Yeah, I'll teach you.
I want to like just talk to people like, and I would talk about what I would want to talk about by myself.
What would you call it?
Chats with Charlie.
Lame.
That was your blog.
Confessions with Charlie. And I'd be like a pastor.
What? That's not how that works.
But you can't.
What is your confession here today?
That's not. Wow.
Well,
you need to go to bed and go to church tomorrow.
You need Sheba.
What was that?
I don't think I'm a pretty good singer.
I think I'm a pretty good singer.
What would you tell the 5-year-old Charlie?
I wish I told my 5-year-old self something. I don't know. Just don't stop being ye. Like,
don't stop.
Like,
being
such a weirdo and I wasn't nervous about anything. I would go up on stage. I'd talk to everybody. I did a cartwheel. I'm pretty sure I like pulled down my skirt once. I think
Whoa, okay.
I did. No, I like twerked in kindergarten.
That's true.
Shout out.
Miss Holly Lawson
at Applebee's.
I did.
Holly Smallwood, not Holly Lawson.
Yeah. About to be like, and I did a cartwheel because a boy told me I couldn't do a cartwheel, so I did a cartwheel.
Well, if you could be Olympic level in any sport, what would it be?
Talking.
No.
That's a current like a Olympic sport, dumbass.
Like a real one.
Shot put.
Good call.
You ain't trying to be a good swimmer?
I want to be, but I'm just not there yet. Breaststroke. It would only be breaststroke.
You ain't close to being Olympian either. So
shot put?
I was letting you just use that beautiful imagination.
I want to do hammer throw. Big.
Let's get through shot.
Don't hurt him, Hammer.
Quit. Charlie, you're not a cat. Quit rubbing up against the microphone.
Oh, I didn't know I was making that noise. Yes. I'm sorry, guys.
All right. Anything you'd like to tell the people before we go?
This is your time now, Charlie. You take over.
Hold on.
Pretend this
chat. I want to look up what to say to the chats with Charlie. Live, laugh, love life. don't let anybody tear you down. You got this, girl boss. Go live another day and go subscribe to Verizon. Verizon is a life insurance company. Do you have eczema? Use this cream.
Okay. That's a little much.
Where's my birth certificate?
It's a good question.
That's all I had to say. That's a good question.
I want to see who's on that birth certificate and maybe do some blood tests.
Maddie B. Stokes. Oh my God, I love Maddie B. Go listen to Maddie B. Boyfriend. I love Maddie B.
Oh.
Hashtag sisters.
We hope that you enjoyed this episode.
I really hope you enjoyed
Charlie.
It.
Charlie.
I really hope you enjoyed
Charlie.
It.
Charlie.
Yeah.
Abby.
Gary.
Yeah. I love you.
Love I love you. We finally got through it.
I hope everyone has a great week. Enjoy your Memorial Day.
Let's get this start off to...
oh, my God. I'm just going to stop.
Great summer. Love you guys. Wait, can I do the old intro I used to do?
No, this is not the intro.
Say thank you, but say like
just,
thank
just
you.
Just say thank you then.
Thanks for listening to my mom and dad's podcast. Close enough. Have fun.
Bye.
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 Thanks for listening to Close Enough.
Leave us a like on our Facebook page and follow us on Instagram at Close Enough Pod.
Consider giving us a share and review on whatever platform you found us on.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.